and spit in the face of people who don't listen to the Three Count Podcast.
Galito. Oh,
that was actually a tasty little apple.
Oh, nice. Carlito never takes a second bite, dude. What's going on? He doesn't.
My bad. Welcome to the show. Three Count listeners, I'm your host, Dylan Chambers. Joining me, as always, the Three Count. Excuse me. I got some apple.
Maybe it wasn't a good apple. Maybe it wasn't.
Maybe it wasn't a good apple. It's a bad apple. We've got the Three Count heavyweight champion, Ben Hobden. Benny, welcome to the show.
G'day, mate. How are ya?
I'm going good. Apart from the apple slowly getting down my throat, I'm going good. Excited to have Carlito back.
Oh, well, hopefully you're back, mate. Hopefully.
Just for a slight viewing, it's fun. But we've got a great show for you today. We're going to break down Backlash. We're going to chat about Rollins and Styles advancing to Night of Champions. And for our three-count draft this week, in light of Bad Bunny's epic performance, we're going to draft the best celebrity crossovers into wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
So stay tuned for that one. Make sure you follow us on the socials at Three Count Podcast on Instagram, at Three Count Pod on Facebook, and hit that subscribe or follow button wherever you're watching or listening to us. Benny, let's get straight into it. The World Heavyweight title, Rollins and AJ Styles.
Yeah, we had a couple of good matches there. Obviously, Seth went through over on Raw, and we got a bit of a nostalgia on SmackDown this morning with Edge and Ray and AJ. That was like a pretty good match.
That's like a pay-per-view worthy triple threat, that one.
Yeah, the second one wasn't as good, but I mean, I'm obviously Bobby got cut open and I thought they might have changed it there at the end, but it was a pretty good SmackDown today, I think. And
yeah,
now we've got AJ versus Seth at Night of Champions.
That's right. So that's locked in, and we've got AJ Styles on the Grayson Waller effect next week as well. Yes, it should be interesting. Aussie Grayson getting his
debut.
SmackDown debut. Now, a big thing coming out of SmackDown today, Night of Champions, we're going to see a tag team championship match.
Yeah,
KO, the Bloodline. KO and Sami Zayn, which is surprising enough because they don't generally do Saudi shows.
Yeah, I was very surprised.
Against Roman Reigns and Solo Sikoa.
Well, this is the thing. Yeah, okay. Well, that's the surprising part, I guess, to begin with. And they set it all up beautifully on SmackDown with the whole Bloodline thing and Roman having a go at the Usos and stuff like that. But Sammy going over to Saudi, I don't know. Or will they swerve us and it's not going to happen?
That's what I was thinking in the back of my head. Maybe it won't happen. But also maybe WWE said, look, if you guys are going to be champions, you're going to have to wrestle Saudi shows.
Yeah. As long as, nothing bad happens or anything to him, because I think he's more worried about that kind of stuff as well, because he's so outspoken and stuff.
Yeah, that's right. And obviously KO doesn't do them either in support of Sammy. So, it'll be interesting to see. Maybe they're trying to build some bridges. I don't know.
Unless if they swerve us and it ends up just being the Bloodline versus the Bloodline, Usos versus Roman and Solo.
Yeah, well, what if the Usos win them back before Night of Champions?
Ah, hey, did you just think of that then?
I did. Oy. Just off the dome.
They might just go out on their own and go, you know what, Roman, screw you. We're going to win the titles. So now we have to face you and Solo.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
Interesting. Okay.
Heard it here first on the Three Count Podcast.
Heard it here first. We've got another match for Night of Champions set two. We got Lesnar and Cody going at it again. I'm excited for that one. Maybe not as excited for the first one. But
we don't have a stipulation yet, though, do we? But it's going to be...
It's going to be brutal. If Lesnar's gash on his head was anything to go by.
That was fun. We'll talk about that soon, but
we will. Now we had the official Asuka heel turn on SmackDown today, giving Bianca Belair a bit of a mist and on her championship celebration.
Just on that whole segment, do you reckon that they were cutting short for time or something? Because you'd think Belair would have said something first before Asuka comes out and stuff like that. It was literally nothing. Like all that fanfare and like they put all these balloons up and everything. They even showed them doing that.
Yeah.
And then it just got cut. Like
I was thinking as that was happening, they've got to fit like two or three more matches into this show. Like there's not that much time left. So
all the stuff afterwards was such a carry on. Like I know you love Bianca so much, but that was just too much carry on.
Yeah, too much carry on. Yes.
Carry on, Cross.
So as we mentioned, Carlito returned at Backlash. That was a very fun return.
And crowd Savio.
Crazy. Savio Vega was there. We got another return. Becky Lynch made her return on Raw. Had her promo cut off.
And, yeah.
And they did a kind of funny thing where she went and took out some of the guys in the back for playing her music too early.
Stiff elbow that was to that poor guy. He's like, I'm sorry, Becky. I'm sorry. Just bang, knocked him out. It was fun. I liked it. I actually liked it. It was good. Just shows that she's still the man, you know?
Absolutely. We've had a tease of Ciampa returning soon with Johnny Gargano mentioning it on Raw. So that could be fun.
Yeah.
Now, here's an interesting one, Benny. Drew McIntyre, he's been pulled from all the Money in the Bank advertising. He wasn't in the world title tournament. And there's obviously they're negotiating his new contract. Do you think he stays? Do you think he goes?
I don't know, mate. Now, if we go back, probably, I think maybe early January, I brought this up. And I said, you know, his contract's going to be up soon. There's talk of him leaving, all that kind of stuff. And you were like, nah, he'll stay. He'll stay. And it's just snowballed since then. So,
yeah.
He's obviously not happy, and I don't know what's going to happen there. You'd hope that he stays. I just don't know where he fits in if he goes to AEW, and what else can he go to Impact? Like, he's not going to go to Impact.
No.
So, obviously, he'd want to sign with AEW before the massive show over there at Wembley, but I just don't think that's going to happen in time.
Maybe he's holding out for maybe that's one of the negotiating chips. He's like, look, I'll go and do that Wembley show.
Imagine he just rocked up, even if he wasn't contracted to AEW or WWE, and just turns up.
There you go.
In the crowd or something. I don't know. look, I'm not a massive Drew fan anyway. He's done some good things. You know, he carried him through the lockdowns and all that kind of stuff. I feel like he didn't get his chance because he didn't have the crowds when he won that WrestleMania and all that kind of stuff. So it didn't really elevate him like it could have. It'll be interesting to see where this one pans out.
I think he's done.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he could be huge in AEW, but you're right. I think there's just not enough room for him anymore in WWE. I don't know what it is. Anyway, I digress. Congratulations to Pat McAfee giving birth to, he didn't give birth.
I was going to say he gave birth. Wow.
his beautiful wife gave birth to daughter Mackenzie. Congratulations, Pat McAfee.
Nice.
Now, as we saw in the draft, Bron Breakker was not drafted.
Mm.
Now, the rumors making the rounds is it's because they want to test out this new heel Bron Breakker and kind of bring him up around SummerSlam.
Okay. Yeah, it's, I don't know. I can't buy into Bron Breakker at all. Like, he's great. He's a massive dude and like he's aggressive and whatever else. I just can't buy into him.
Personally. Maybe the new heel persona will help you.
Maybe.
So I kind of agree. Like, you know, all the, it was so gimmicky. It's so gimmicky, Steiner gimmicky. And maybe this will help. So, rumors are he'll come around SummerSlam. Rumors are Bad Bunny could return for SummerSlam.
Well, look, if anything, he's couple of showings that he's had so far in WWE have been pretty good. So, I mean, it can't see why not. And he loves this. He just loves wrestling.
Like, he just loves it. You can tell.
And he's the biggest superstar in the world, apparently. Music superstar in the world. So, look, not a fan. I can't understand a word he's saying because I don't speak Spanish, but I mean, I'm sure the music's good.
I do understand some words when he says Booker T. I get that bit. I don't mind Bad Bunny's music. He's got charisma. He's fun. You know, he's now with the Kardashian. Oh, yeah. So that's, you know.
Oh, that's the end of him, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, it's probably the end of him. I won't go. Now, let's go over to AEW. Now, they've cancelled Dark and Dark Elevation. They have this new TV deal with Warner on the table. The new Saturday night show coming up called Collision, which will be Sunday over here. That's going to debut soon. So the rumor is that is going to debut on the 17th of June in Chicago at the United Center.
With we all know what's happening there.
Of CM Punk.
Makes sense.
Now, Tony's got a big announcement on Dynamite next week. We're assuming it's the announcement of this show, Collision.
So what's that? That's a month away. So
17th of June. Yeah, not too far away. And rumors are that Punk has already requested to work with someone upon his return, that being Samoa Joe.
Yes, I did read that. I was hoping it was going to be Colt Cabana, but I mean,
I don't know if they're going to repair that one.
No, I think that one's done. Just on CM Punk, the season 2 of Heels is coming out in a month's time as well. So that'll probably coincide. Yeah, coincide. I think it's just before then. And he's going to be in season 2 again. And AJ Lee's also going to be in it. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah.
All right. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, good show.
And we also had a couple of people show up on Dynamite who didn't really return, but they were there.
Happy
and,
Rusev.
Miro returned and Thunder Rosa both went in to see Tony Khan. So with a bit of a, I don't know if you call it a brand split, with a new show, there's plenty of opportunity for a lot of people on that roster to kind of get back on TV.
Yeah. How long till AEW does a draft?
Could be fun. Could be fun. Yeah.
Might be interesting. Yeah. But I reckon they'll take the piss out of it when they do it though as well. That's where
it'll be interesting to see if they do split the roster.
I think they're going to have to though.
Are they both going to be live? Because obviously Rampage isn't live right now.
No.
Interesting.
Well, maybe you make Rampage live and then the new one will be recorded.
Yeah.
So they've got two live programs a week. And
then you'd have all the rosters doing the one night. We will see. We will see. Tony Khan, we're waiting with bated breath till next week. But we move back to WWE. Time to go through the Backlash card. We'll start with the Raw Women's Championship. The crowd.
I can't wait for you to tell us what you think of this match, Dylan, because you are going to have to eat your words here a little bit.
The crowd was insane in this
crazy
match. I have that written back there. Puerto Rico was in fuego. It was. And they were so hot for Io Sky.
Yeah, so hot, like crazy. Belair was just copying it, really, and Io was just on top.
Like, you know, it's no secret. I'm not usually a fan of Belair matches, but this was done perfectly. And I'll even tip my hat to Bianca Belair because there were times when she could have gone the babyface route, which she does in a lot of her matches. She could tell the crowd was not into her. They were booing her. They were all over Io. And she pulled back a lot of that stuff.
Yeah. Smiley stuff and the hair and all that. She just didn't do it.
She didn't do it after they started to turn on her. And the crowd just had me believing Io could do it.
I thought Io was going to do it, to be honest, especially with her swapping over to SmackDown and all that kind of stuff. I thought maybe she's going to lose the title here. This could be crazy.
I really thought she could, but Bayley and Dakota Kai, they interfered, tried to help, but in the end, Belair hit the KOD for the win. Benny, are you ready for this rating?
Oh, I don't think you've ever given Belair a rating over 1, so this could be interesting. If you give it 1.5, I'll be happy.
2.5.
What? Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard it here first.
2.5.
Somebody screen grab that stuff there, put that up on socials. That's going to go crazy.
I was so into this match. Now, it's also made me realize, you know, I don't think this will happen, but I'm all about a heel Belair.
Yeah, okay.
She played into it for a little while. Io was incredible. Made me believe the upset could happen. So
I don't think it's going to happen.
Two and a half for me.
Nice. Well, I gave it a 2, but I thought it was a brilliant match. And as you said, the crowd really helped it. And to be honest, pretty much everything I've written here is crowd, crowd, crowd for pretty much all the matches because they started here and they just went, They never went lower, you know what I mean? It was just crazy. I thought it was a really good match. And you text me on the day and said, best Belair match you've ever seen. And you're right. Io just looked incredible. There was that one moment where she went for the one-arm press and sort of dropped Io on her head. And I thought, oh, hang on a second, that didn't look good.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, we had damage control get involved and that sort of creates more of that dissension amongst those guys. But really good match. I'll give it a 2 count.
Yeah. As for what's next, you know, it looks like we're going back to the well with Asuka.
Yeah.
She's kind of hit that record now, right, Bianca Belair? So maybe it's time to take the titles off her?
I can't see it happening.
Yeah, I can't see it happening. we move on. Singles match. Seth Rollins, Omos. Now, a 10-minute match from Omos could feel like a lifetime. But look, Rollins was able to pull a pretty decent match out of it. Omos used his strength most of the way through. He blocked a stomp with his neck, which they made it look pretty cool.
Yeah.
But in the end, Rollins hit a stomp from the second rope to get the win.
The monster stomp. Are you ready for this one? No, I'm just kidding. Three. It's a three. No, I'm just kidding. I gave this one a 1.5. Obviously, Seth is just brilliant in everything he does. Made almost look like a wrestler. He's selling and stuff still gets me. You know what I mean? It's just so over the top and just too much. They really need to teach him better. But it's the best he's looked that I've seen him since he's been in there. So I enjoyed the match. And obviously Seth, you know, gets over. We thought, you know, Omos might get over, but Seth got over.
Not to be. I agree with you. 1.5 count for me. Probably the highest rating an Omos match has gotten, to be honest. And that's obviously due to Seth. Rollins in the World Championship match. What do we do with Omos from here?
Send him back to NXT if I have my choice. But, I mean, he's going to go through a couple of squash matches on Raw and all that kind of stuff until they find somebody else to put him up, I think.
What do you think about this? Now, this one comes to me from Jack, who I work with at KO. Shout out to Jack. Omos as US champion.
Oh,
I mean, Theory doesn't need it anymore.
Ugh.
Let's make his matches a little bit more interesting with something else on the line. He's going to be a tough champion to beat.
He is.
But you can throw decent competitors at him, and it doesn't seem like you're throwing a match like Rollins and Omos together out of nothing.
Okay. I can see where he's coming from. I just don't know. Like, he's not ready. He's just like, but again, what else do you do with him? Do you elevate him?
He had a match against Lesnar at WrestleMania.
Yeah. Okay. Dylan, come on now. it's me and you here. Come on. Does he deserve a title, really?
Well, that's just a US title. Like the IC title or anything.
Yeah, true.
Speaking of the US title, let's move on to the US Championship match. As expected, Reed and Theory, they kind of teamed up on Lashley as heels are wont to do. Eventually, the alliance ended. Every man had their moment, but the match finished after Reed missed a moonsault. That's a heavy moonsault.
Big boy.
He then got speared by Lashley, and an opportunistic Theory made the cover for the win. I gave this one a 1.5 count. Pretty expected result. Reed looked really good. I don't know. That didn't get me out of my seat this match.
Yeah, I originally had a 1, and then I went up to a 1.5 just because I thought about a few different spots in the match. Like, exactly right. It didn't make me go crazy. It was just run of the mill, straight down the middle. Went exactly how we thought it was going to go. But yeah, I think Bronson going for that moonsault probably pushed it up that extra half for me, just because that was fun.
Yeah.
We almost seen the same ending today on SmackDown. You know, Lashley hit the spear on Sheamus and Theory tried to throw Lashley out of the ring. And I think that's where he cut himself open on the turnbuckle. So they went for the same finish, didn't work this time for Theory. So, but opportunistic as always, Theory for the win, 1.5 count.
Yeah. Reed needs a push, right? Mm. Let's push him on because he's on Raw.
Imagine him
on SmackDown.
Him versus Omos. There's a big boy match. They could do the superplex and break the ring again.
They could break the ring.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the kind of match they could do that with.
They could just take a back bump and break the ring. where do we go with Theory and Lashley? Can we be done with them?
Well, it's funny because they keep we had them again today in SmackDown in the title eliminator. Theories, I think they're probably going to have another match. I don't like Lashley's character. Because he's not a character.
Needs something else, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's not a character. You know what I mean?
He's just a dude.
He's just a big-ass dude who can fight, which is what Brock does.
Yeah.
But Brock's got charisma. Lashley's just boring, and I think he needs the title to elevate him more. Theory, as we said, doesn't need the title anymore. I think Lashley will probably take the title off Theory. That's where I'm going.
I'm super excited for that. All right, moving on. SmackDown Women's Championship match. Rhea Ripley, Zelina Vega. Huge ovation for Zelina.
I was going to say, no, you're talking about the crowd. Wow.
She was crying before the match even started.
Yeah.
Rhea dominated most of this one, not surprisingly. Zelina got a 619 and a frog splash in for a near fall. That was about it. Ripley hit a riptide not too long after. But Zelina got a standing O from the Puerto Rican crowd afterwards. It was very emotional for basically a squash match. It was pretty emotional.
Look, I don't think it was as big a squash as what I thought it could have been. I think Zelina got her licks in enough, you know what I mean? Sort of she got a couple of near pinfalls. Well, like one counts and stuff, you know what I mean? Like where Rhea was like shocked that she even was going for a one count, a couple of roll-ups and stuff. And but that crowd was just crazy. Like that was what was pushing. And like we talked about, you know, she had that Rey Mysterio sort of moment kind of thing. So yeah. The little one against David versus Goliath side of stuff. But Rhea just too good. And yeah, she's just going to keep going on and dominating, I think.
I do like this babyface Zelina. I want them to push it. I want them to push it. I don't know if they will, but.
Yeah, that's fair. The whole LWO side of things and stuff like that.
Yeah.
What did you give the match?
I gave it a 1.5 count. I mean, obviously, you never believed that Vega would have a chance.
No.
But they kept his dominance intact, giving Vega a little bit of time to shine. I thought it did exactly what it needed to do. Got the crowd into it behind Zelina. So, yeah, 1.5 for me.
Yeah, same for me, mate. 1.5.
Perfect. So it looks like we're going to have Rhea and Natalia.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah.
Like, because, like, returning superstar, I was like, come on, it's Natalia.
Yeah, she's always
there. That's always that one that they do, you know, that if you beat Natalia, you know, you're sort of elevated more because she's been around for so long and she's she's sort of the cornerstone of women's wrestling in WWE.
I'm wondering if we have, like, I mean, we've got to have the title swap at some point, right? Rhea and Bianca.
Well, that was weird, yeah.
I mean, obviously, the last time there was a title swap, there was a bit of controversy. So
Becky maybe, and Charlotte.
Yeah. Maybe they'll lean into that a little bit. They're both going to be at Night of Champions, no doubt, defending their titles. So,
well, just put them in a match, not title versus title, but just like swapping titles after the match. But let's just have a good match.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Why not? You know what I mean? Yeah. It doesn't really hurt anybody, but you don't have a winner.
Yeah.
You know, it's Judgment Day get involved and then, you know, Montez and Montez Ford could come down and help her, Bianca or something like that, and just sort of fob it off with a shit ending, but it could still be a good match.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is Night of Champions after all. Like,
that's right. Let's let's put them up against each other. They can swap the titles at the end.
Yeah.
So we got Natalia for Rhea, and look, they've added plenty of women to the Raw roster to feed her for the next couple of months.
Yeah.
Because I don't see Rhea losing any time soon.
She's just going to go run roughshod, mate.
Absolutely. The San Juan Street Fight, cool. Bad Bunny, Damian Priest. Crowd was en fuego for Bad Bunny. Whole arena singing his theme music. Brought the shopping cart full of weapons out. Priest dominated. Bunny just kept making comeback after comeback. You know, he even put Benito through a bunch of tables off an equipment box, which was pretty cool. Bunny started to target Priest's leg, which was kind of led into the storyline for the rest of the match. Mysterio and Balor hit the ring. Then Rey came, and then we had Carlito's music hit. Crowd went crazy again.
He looked jacked too.
He's looking jacked. Good.
Yeah.
He's looking good. Mysterio and Balor, they were chased from the ring, ran into Savio Vega and the LWO. It was on like Donkey Kong. Back in the ring, though, Bunny locked in the figure four on Priest and then hit a pretty sick-looking Canadian Destroyer on him for the win.
Yeah.
I mean, that the Canadian Destroyer, that is all in the person who is receiving it, right?
Oh, it's just 100%. Them doing
a power bomb with an extra flip in it.
Yeah, but it looks so good. Like, it looks brilliant, that move. I love it.
But, yeah, brilliant match. I gave it a 2.5 count. Like, yeah. I get it was a street fight, kind of a hardcore match, not your purest wrestling match, but it had it all. You know, we had returns, we had, you know, people going through tables. Priest did carry it, obviously, but he made Bunny look great. Crowd was fire. A little bit of a mess.
It was, yeah, at times, but
it was a fun mess, a hell of a lot of fun.
Yeah. Like you said, it's not for the purists and that kind of stuff. And usually I harp on that kind of stuff because I don't like that kind of thing. But if you just put it into the category of a street fight with an actor, then I gave it a 2.5 count as well, because it was just, if in that category, it was fun and it did the job and it really got over. It did everything it needed to do for the crowd. Like you said, the Carlito return, the Savio Vega return, when they went through off the top on the outside, that was pretty crazy. There was a pretty stiff chair shot that Priest took to the knee as well. I thought looked real pretty bad. That hurt. That looked
he
like
was
that
not
hurt.
Holding back.
Bad Bunny just unloaded. But yeah, it was really fun. And like you said, you know, the LWO holding him up afterwards and him just giving it to the crowd. Yeah. It was a really good match.
It was a good, fun, feel-good match.
Yeah.
What's next now for the Judgment Day?
Well, I was reading a report the other day that they said WWE now sees Priest as an A-level talent. So they're going to probably give Priest a bit of a push, I think. Here's my thing with the Judgment Day. I was going to actually talk about it with the Rhea match, but, you know, we've got this whole stuff between Mysterio and Rhea, right? And they're doing the I'm Your Mummy stuff and whatever else. Do we see a split in the Judgment Day and we harp back even more on the Eddie Guerrero stuff and we see Dominic Mysterio versus Rhea like we had China versus Eddie? It could happen, you know.
That sounds like a squash match to me.
But, you know, Mysterio's over. He's such a heel. If they want to turn Rhea face, that's the way to do it and get even more heat on Dominic.
That's true.
It's further down the track. But, I mean, the crowd will just hate him even more because he wants to fight a woman. And, yeah, I think that'd be pretty funny.
Yeah, and that would give him epic heel heat too.
Oh, yeah. As for Finn, you know, he was in the final against Seth. There's enough talent around there that, you know, they can do something. But
here's what I reckon. Now, this is a bit of dream booking. So I was looking at Raw and it's full of heel factions.
It is, yeah.
Like there is not many baby faces going around. But Judgment Day versus New Day, it's all about the days with a returning Big E at some point.
Happy Rusev Day as well. Is Big E coming back? What's going on there?
I heard rumblings that he feels like he could come back, but he still needs to be cleared. So who knows? Who knows? But
it's just so funny how we've got so many stables at the moment in WWE when we've gone through such a period where we had none.
Yeah.
So it's good to see because that harps back to what we grew up on. But you're right, there's so many heel ones that I guess stables work better as a heel unless if you're like a New Day or a DX where you just do stupid fun things.
Yeah.
You can't just be a stable faction and be good guys. It just doesn't work unless if you've got a shtick.
Could you have could we have Judgment Day and Imperium go up against each other? It just doesn't feel right.
Well, Imperium are more old school specialist wrestling style tag team. You know what I mean? And Judgment Day aren't a tag team, essentially. They're just three guys who have been put together with Rhea.
Yeah.
So I just don't think it'd be as good.
Yeah. Well, speaking of three guys who've been put together, Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, and Riddle against the Bloodline. Everyone got their time to shine in the ring, as happens with these six-man tag matches. But the big story was Sokoa saving Jay from a pin after a Helluva kick, then almost hitting him with the Samoan spike. He looked like he really wanted to give it to him.
Wanted to get his big bro there.
Arguments happening between the two. In the end, Sokoa got the win after hitting Riddle with the Samoan spike.
Yeah.
I gave this one a two count. It was a fun match.
Wow.
We're all waiting to see Sokoa turn on the Usos, right?
Mm.
As we saw today, it's not going to happen without Reigns being there.
Yeah, true.
So, the match was fun. I thought it was better than average, hence the two count. But it was also mostly used to kind of progress storylines.
Yeah, completely agree. I didn't give it as good a count as what you get. I gave it a 1.5, and I was almost pushing for a 1.5. I just wasn't into it. It just really didn't get me across the line. Yes, it was progressing storylines, but not like I just don't know if you needed Riddle. You know, you could have put anybody in that position.
Someone had to take the pin.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And I guess, you know, Solo was the one that took Riddle out, so that's why he's come back and all that kind of stuff. But it just wasn't fun. I just didn't really enjoy it. Like, it did its job, 1.5. I think it's more just that whole Bloodline side of things now. My big thing is it's like, where are we going from here with this? Obviously, we've got the tag match we talked about earlier with Roman and Solo. Does Solo turn on Roman and side with his brothers?
I think it's going to happen at some point where Solo turns, but I don't think it's going to be anytime soon.
Yeah.
I feel like eventually Jay is going to get jack of what's going on. Yeah. Maybe Jimmy. I mean, it was Jimmy who seemed to kind of stand up to Roman today.
Yeah.
And Zayn and Owens, they're on a different show, but they're still, I guess they've got
both tag titles
because they got both sets of titles.
Yeah.
Who knows how long it'll be till they switch that up. But
what does Riddle do from here?
Well, he's in a bit of Randy to get back.
He's in a bit of trouble as well, which we won't talk about. But you know,
I don't even know what you're talking about. So
yes, okay.
I'll Google
Fair enough.
That one a bit later.
Don't Google it. Don't Google it.
Okay. Main event time, Cody Rhodes, Brock Lesnar. Cody actually took control early on, hitting a suicide dive, hit Lesnar with the ring steps and a chair before the bell even sounded. A few disaster kicks until Lesnar regained control. Cody managed to get rid of a turnbuckle pad, and Lesnar just hammered his head into it as hard as he could.
Jeez, that was hard.
He was bleeding everywhere.
Yeah, crimson mask to the T. Now, do you think he was meant to hit the turnbuckle that hard? I think he fell into it a bit harder than what he was meant to.
I think he was supposed to have color, but probably not as much as he did.
Yeah, because there was talk that he, like, bladed, but that was hard style for sure.
I went back and I looked through. I'm like, where is the bladed part?
Yeah, if you slow it down, he can't. If you slow it down, there's no way he bladed. That's just hard style.
He just headbutted that bit of metal.
Yeah. That's and you can tell by the cut as well, because the cut's like on different angles. When they blade, they go like that.
Yeah.
It's like it's jagged. It's like, and,
yeah.
Yeah. So, just a crimson mask of, just loved it.
Bleeding everywhere. Cody hit the Cody cutter and two crossroads. Lesnar still kicked out. Rhodes, he got hit by an F5. Lesnar got him in the Kimura and Rhodes rolled him onto the shoulders for a bit of a sneaky win.
I think it was the right finish. The right
absolutely.
Finish. Yeah.
Right man won. Lesnar got the color, but you know, nothing was taken away from him from losing that way.
No, exactly. Exactly right. I'm just seeing if it? I can I gave it a two count.
Two count for me as well.
I've got a picture here that popped up on. It's Cody Rhodes becomes the latest superstar to defeat Brock Lesnar clean since the Beast return in 2012. He's only the seventh person. Can you name the other six?
Jeez. To beat him clean. Roman Reigns.
Yep.
Bobby Lashley.
Nah.
Drew McIntyre.
Yep.
I can't even think of anyone else who he's fought. John Cena.
John Cena.
And
then we've got Goldberg, Seth Rollins, and Triple H.
Oh, okay. There you
so,
go.
So in 11 years, he's only been beaten clean seven times.
That's crazy.
Crazy, eh?
That is crazy. Well done, Roman. Sorry, Lesnar, you've got yourself a nice contract there in WWE.
But yeah, it definitely did the right things anyway for that match. And once we knew Cody was going to be in the World Heavyweight Title Eliminator, in that triple threat, I think I texted you straight away and said, we all knew it was going to happen. Brock's going to come out, cost him the match. And yeah, lo and behold, it happened on Raw.
That's what happened. So there you have it. Backlash, a very fun event. Very cool that they did it from Puerto Rico. Hopefully that encourages them to do a few more international ones. I know we've got Money in the Bank coming up in England, but come over here, guys.
Yeah, come to Australia.
We got good crowds over here.
Imagine the MCG field. That'd be fun.
Here's my one worry I have about them coming over here. They're now owned by Endeavor.
Yeah.
Owners of the UFC. UFC love Perth. They love Perth. No offense to anyone who's in Perth, but it's a long way away from us.
Mate, if they come over here, though, we're going.
Yeah. Okay.
Three count, we'll be there.
Three count on the road. Maybe we'll do a live podcast.
Done.
All right. Moving on. Let's get to the draft. The best celebrity crossovers. An interesting list, this one.
This one was tough.
I have no idea how this is going
to
go.
No, me neither. I've got a list of about 15 to 20, and I don't know who to pick.
You have the first pick.
Thanks.
It depends how you want to go. Do you want to go like biggest celebrity, best impact, like, most skilled?
I'm going to go recency bias with my first one. And just because of how good he's performed, and I know I'm going to cop this as a number one pick, but I'm going with Logan Paul.
Fair enough. He was at the top of my list as well.
He's just been brilliant. And everything he's done in wrestling, he's brought way more eyes over to the WWE. And he's just been good at what he does. So I'm going to take him with my first pick.
All right.
Hate on me all you want, guys.
That's fair. He's had a huge WrestleMania, two WrestleMania moments. But I'm taking someone who has headlined a WrestleMania. And I pity the fool for not taking this pick.
I pity the fool, yeah.
It is Mr. T. I'm taking with my first pick. Huge crossover, headlined a WrestleMania, Mr. T.
Yeah, brilliant pick. He was definitely in up the top of one of the first people I wrote down. My next pick, not a great wrestler, but again, somebody who brought a lot of eyes to the wrestling industry and even took it over to late night talk shows and all that kind of stuff. And I'm going to go with Andy Kaufman.
Hey, Hall of Famer.
Yeah. I think just for what happened in those whole storylines with, you know, with the King and Jerry Lawler and all that kind of stuff, it just, at the time, it was sort of, people hated him so much.
What do you mean he wasn't a great wrestler? He was undefeated against all those women.
Yeah, you're right. Shame Rhea wasn't around back then. That would have been interesting. imagine Kaufman just back with one of those Rhea pins over the top of him. That'd be hilarious. Yeah, I'm going to take Andy Kaufman. Not a big name, like not a big star or anything like that, but I just think for what he did for the business and the crossover and stuff like that, I'm going to take Kaufman.
Absolutely. Good call. All right. My second pick, I am taking the baddest man on the planet, Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson.
How do I know you're going to take all the boxes, man?
It's how I roll. Yeah, Mike Tyson, you know, he's a special guest referee at a WrestleMania. You know, he had beef with Cody or something in AEW not too long ago. He's been around the wrestling biz quite a few times, but yeah, Mike Tyson for me.
Great pick. Great pick. Obviously, we all remember that 1998, was it? Shawn Michaels and Stone Cold?
Yep.
That was brilliant. All right, my next pick, I'm going to take former WCW heavyweight champion of the world, David Arquette.
Oh, I thought I was going to get him with my last pick. I thought he might
come on. I wasn't going to leave him any more than third, man. I couldn't. I just was worried you were going to take him.
All the purists have gone straight to my list. Like, yeah, Dylan's winning this one. David,
100%, 100%.
He's the only one on anyone I have on this list who's been the world heavyweight champion. So,
yeah,
there you go, David Arquette. And if you haven't seen his like latest documentary where he gets back into wrestling,
brilliant,
really good. Yeah, apart from him getting almost murdered by Nick Gage.
Nick Gage in that. I was literally, I had a mate around last night. We're having a couple of beers watching the football and we were talking wrestling. And I told him about the documentary. And he's like, what do you mean? I put it on and I was showing him. I was like, he's like, is he dying? I was like, I think he was almost dying. Yeah. It's crazy.
Is that Luke Perry was there or was Jungle Boy that was there?
Yeah. No, Luke Perry was there.
Luke Perry was there. Oh,
yeah.
Crazy stuff. Okay. David Arquette with your third pick. All right, recency one for me. Very bad recent. Bunny. Bad Bunny.
Fair pick.
Third pick. He's been, I mean, obviously he's a mega global superstar. He doesn't have to be doing what he's doing.
Not at all.
He loves it.
And, he went to Backlash 2 weeks after headlining Coachella. Like,
yeah,
who does that?
Yeah, he loves it. He puts the effort in. You know, when he had his first match, he moved down to where NXT is. He moved there for like, I don't know, it was like 3 to 6 months or something. So he could train like every day.
That's crazy. That's somebody who loves the business, who really wants to have a go and show that they can do it and give respect to the business. I think that's what that's doing.
Definitely. So yes, Bad Bunny, number three for me.
Great pick. All right. I don't know whether to go old school or no, I'm gonna go an actor who I really liked. Had a bit of a feud with Stardust. I'm going to go Stephen Amell, the Green Arrow.
He was not too far down on my list.
SummerSlam, I think it was SummerSlam match.
With
Neville.
Him and Neville against Cody and Barrett.
Yes, and then Cody ended up going over and having a recurring role on Green Arrow. And Amell's also been, you know, done some stuff with AEW as well. So,
well, he wrestled with Cody and the Bullet Club, I believe.
Yeah.
And then, yes, in AEW had a single, maybe it was Ring of Honor. He had a singles match against who escapes. Oh, it was Christopher Daniels.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah.
But he looked good in the ring. You know, he's athletic again. And he did some good stuff. And I think it was fun. It was fun what he did.
And his show Heels is great.
And yeah, and look what it's done for him. He's ended up being on Heels. So, and he's got his own show. So yeah, there we go.
All right. Two picks to go. Kind of four up here. All right. I've got the baddest man on the planet. I better take the baddest woman on the planet.
Oh, Ronda.
Ronda Rousey. My fourth pick. Obviously, she was a global mega superstar before she came to WWE.
Yeah.
Is she that great now? Debatable, but she's had plenty of main events. She's done plenty since she's been in WWE. Yes, was a global superstar, Ronda Rousey.
I think she's on the way down personally, but she could come back. I just don't think she has the headspace for wrestling anymore. And if you hear backstage interviews and stuff like that, they say the same thing. She doesn't care about the business. She's sort of there for the paycheck. So,
and Lesnar's made a career out of the paycheck.
Yeah, but he's good. Well, speaking of paychecks and money, that's where I'm going with my last pick.
Floyd Mayweather, great pick. He was one of the last couple I had remaining.
With that punch on Big Show, you know, like I heard an interview the other day with Big Show and he was like, when it happened, he told Mayweather, you've got to break my nose or this match isn't going to sell.
Yeah.
And Floyd was like, what? And he goes, break my nose. And yeah, Floyd didn't hold back. And
so he legit broke his nose before WrestleMania.
That's crazy. I love it. But yeah, Floyd Money Mayweather was my last pick.
Absolutely. What a heel, Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah.
All right. Where do I go here? I can literally pick anyone.
Anyone you want.
Look, it's between two. One has had a WrestleMania match recently, and one was more WCW based. I'm going to go with the WCW based one.
Is he a basketballer?
He is. Probably not the one you're thinking. I'm going to go with the mailman, Karl Malone.
No, that's who I was thinking, actually. Yeah.
Karl Malone looked like a wrestler when he was wrestling. He wrestled with Jay Leno and DDP.
Against Hogan and Rodman.
Hogan and Rodman.
Yeah.
Great stuff from Karl Malone. He looked like he legit could have taken it up.
Yeah.
Rodman was a little, I mean, he had a lot more to do in the wrestling business. I even saw him not too long ago. Not too long ago, probably 10, 15 years ago. he wrestled Mr. Perfect, so I guess that is quite a long time ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, he kind of stayed in the wrestling biz a little bit, Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, I think you're right. Karl Malone looked more like he could have been a wrestler and stuff like that. I should have probably picked Rodman, to be honest. The best part about Rodman was he was going out with Hulk Hogan and the NWO during the Bulls championship run, like
the NBA finals.
NBA finals, and he's out on the piss carrying on with Hogan and the NWO. I love that. That's so good.
I think there was some story where Phil Jackson couldn't find him, and they found out where he was because he was at a taping of Nitro.
Yeah, so good. I love it.
Dennis Rodman. All right, what did honorables. You have on your honorable mentions?
Man, I could rattle off plenty, but, you know, you've got people like Johnny Knoxville, Lawrence Taylor.
LT.
Yeah. Who else have I got?
LT Tiny against Bam Bam Bigelow. That was a pretty good match.
Main event at WrestleMania.
That was a pretty good match.
Zeus, Tiny Lister.
Yeah.
John Stewart as well got involved a couple of SummerSlams. And one of my all-time faves, Drew Carey in the Royal Rumble.
Drew Carey. Eliminated himself when Kane came out. Correct. Now, there was one guy who... Speaking of Kane, I almost took because he's just so synonymous with Kane. That's Pete Rose.
Also on my list. Also on my list. Yeah. Pete Rose.
Shaq. Shaq's been around wrestling plenty. Snoop. Hall of Famer as well.
I got Jay Leno on there as well.
I was just about to mention Jay Leno in his run in WCW. Yeah. Gronk was the host of WrestleMania one year.
Yeah.
George Kittle made his presence felt the other day. Now, have you heard? Steve-O is one who I have as well. Now, he does like a commentary. He had a match with Umaga on Raw many moons ago. I think Umaga legit like broke his kidney in half or something, right?
Because he wouldn't stay down. He was laughing on the mat or something. Yeah.
And he does a commentary on what's happening as he's getting his ass absolutely beaten. Steve-O, Bob Barker, I had a shout out for as well.
Nice.
And the Ball family. for that infamous
Monday Night Raw spectacular. Monday Night
Raw segment where LaMelo dropped the N-word on live TV with The Miz. So there you go, Benny. Brilliant. You have Logan Paul, Andy Kaufman, David Arquette, Stephen Amell, and Floyd Money Mayweather. Mr. T, Mike Tyson, Bad Bunny, Ronda Rousey, and Carl the Mailman Malone. That was a fun one.
Yeah, I think you've got me on that one, mate. As you said, the purists will take me to task on this one. hey, I've got to go out of the box every now and then.
Hey, it's all about the celebrities. And that is it for our show this week. We're going to be back in 2 weeks. We're going to have a huge preview show for Night of Champions and Double or Nothing.
Double it up.
Make sure you tune in for that one. Thank you for joining us, Benny.
Thanks, mate. Pleasure as always.
And we'll see you all again next time on the 3Count Podcast.